Another fine and warning for the former president. Lisa Brady, Fox News. On day 12 of his criminal trial in New York, the judge holding former President Trump in contempt for a 10th gag order violation, fining him another $1,000.
Judge Mersan also told Trump that since the fines are clearly not working, he may next order him behind bars, saying, quote, "The last thing I want to consider is jail. You are the former president and possibly the next president. The magnitude of that decision is not lost on me. Your continued willful violation of the court's order constitutes a direct attack on the rule of law and will not be allowed to continue." And the gag order even goes further. It prevents the former president from, quote, "making or directing others from making public statements that also violate the gag order, too."
Fox's Eric Shawn at State Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan, where the former president told reporters earlier it's a fake trial. He denies the charges of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment. Harvard University is now warning students they'll face involuntary leave from the school if an encampment in Harvard Yard doesn't end. The interim Harvard president says the 12-day occupation is disrupting operations and that the right to free speech is not unlimited. This as George Washington University also tells a pro-Palestinian encampment to disband.
University put out a statement overnight in which they said, "As a university, we are not equipped to a single-handedly manage an unprecedented situation such as this." So pressure is now essentially building on D.C.'s mayor, Democrat Muriel Bowser, to do something to get this campus back to normal.
Fox's Mark Meredith at GWU. In California, riot police at UC San Diego with protesters behind barricades after an encampment was cleared early today. The Israeli military apparently preparing to enter a different part of Gaza, warning civilians in eastern Rafah to evacuate to a humanitarian zone. The White House says President Biden reiterated his position on Rafah in a call with the Prime Minister today. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An effort to oust the U.S. House Speaker could ramp up soon.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene could trigger a vote as early as this evening on a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Republican lawmaker's chances of having Johnson removed are slim, with House Democratic leadership signaling they would support tabling the motion, thus keeping Johnson as Speaker. But some Republicans could still use the motion to show their frustration with the Speaker over what they believe has been a lack of conservative wins under his leadership. Johnson critic Victoria Spartz of Indiana on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria is leaning toward no.
I understand her frustration. I'm not sure if there is a time to change the speaker. It's probably a conversation for next Congress.
Two other Republicans have signed on to the motion.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Senator Bernie Sanders is running for re-election. The 82-year-old independent from Vermont just confirming he will seek a fourth term, calling this year's election the most consequential in our lifetimes in many ways, with American democracy, he says, in question. Two kinds of nut products are being recalled because of contamination.
Hormel Foods is voluntarily recalling two Planters products in five southeastern states over possible listeria concerns. That's a potentially fatal contamination. Affected are 4-ounce packages of Planters honey roasted peanuts with a best by date of April 11th next year, and 8.75 ounce cans of Planters Deluxe lightly salted mixed nuts with a best by date of April 5th, 2026. They were produced at Hormel facilities and shipped to Publix distribution warehouses in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina, and to Dollar Tree distribution warehouses in South Carolina and Georgia. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are higher to start the week. Right now, the Dow's up 51 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.